Hello and welcome to Guided Truth 365. We're bringing you news, updates and coaching tips today. Really? I have no idea what episode we're up to. I think we're up to 225. Anyway, what we are going to talk about today is just things that I currently recommend to clients. As you may know, and those who are following me regularly, well done, thank you very much. This program will be going onto my website soon. And to gain access to this, you'll need to be able to do it through my website. Just because we are going to be updating the content that I'm currently giving on here. But, you know, we were in Clubhouse the other day. And buy Hacks for Life, and we were going through, you know, what do we recommend clients and what are the five top things that we recommend clients. Just to keep it short, because I only like to go not over 5 minutes on here, but you know, repetition and practice was the first thing that came to mind for me. Obviously, repeating a process gains you many things in that process. But it also increases our accuracy, it increases our instinctive abilities, and it also helps with generating speed at something. So, you know, sometimes we would rather do a task ourselves than give it to a new person or your child to do, just because we know we've got to get it done faster. And when you really think about it, why can you do it faster? Because you've done it so many times and you've done it repetitively. So that is why, you know, repetition is key. And I think we forget that these things that we do naturally every day, even just getting into our car and driving our car, we just get into our car and we don't think about the processes along the way and what we've actually had to learn to get through that. So, you know, we've got to learn where does the key, where does the ignition go into, what gear we're in. You know, we have to think about acceleration and braking when we're actually on the road. We've got to think about speed. We're gauging that, not just, you know, our brain is intuitively doing that because we've done it so many times. Some people are better drivers than others. So, you know, it all comes down to awareness as well as practice. But repeating regularly, checkups and appointments, it's so important, whether that's for our health, whether it's maintaining our insurance costs, our medical costs, whether it's just going to the gym regularly. All of these things are going to add to that optimal performance level that you give out. So, you know, why charge your battery at 50% really when you could have it at 100%? So yeah, practice and repetition was number one. Number two was obviously keeping regularity, so keeping regular appointments. And when you think about it, that's time management a little bit comes into play there with regular appointments. You know, I use Calendly to schedule all my appointments, but I found it one of the best tools ever, and I've just started doing that in the last couple of months, but it has changed my game extensively. You know, we all say, oh, we don't have time to do something. Well, having a specific calendar and a schedule appointments calendar actually helps you, you know, gain extra minutes throughout your day that you once thought you never had. So, you know, I know a lot of top CEOs, a lot of business owners obviously run their schedules mainly on a 5-minute time increments. I'm not quite, don't need to be running it at that level yet. However, it does get you into a process of just seeing how many 5 increments you may miss throughout the day that could be more productive. You know, it's if you think of it like your bank account, every time you go in there, right, you're checking your, you know, you're checking your the amount that's in there. Well, you can do the same with your time, and that's why time management is so important. But the markets don't stop, you know, they stop at the end at 4:30 p.m. They keep going, you know, they keep going into post market, you know. So every second, every minute counts, and once you start holding yourself accountable, with those actionable steps, you'll see how much extra time you actually do have to do those things that you maybe once thought you did not have time for. So those were my two tips for today. I will bring the other three or four tomorrow. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again tomorrow.